Restoring My Soul, Friday the 19th of April. The Ministry of the Word. The Word of Christ, proclaimed by His messengers, is described as a sharp, two-edged sword. We note, in this regard, Paul's description of the Word when he wrote, "Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the Word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from His sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account." The key implication of this description of the Word is that it has a polarizing effect upon those who hear it. The ministry of the Word is accompanied by prevenient grace. It makes a breach upon the heart of a hearer, exposing the thoughts and intentions of their heart. At this point, they are granted the opportunity to choose the way that leads to life, that is, to obey the great High Priest and be delivered to the way of blamelessness and sanctification that leads to eternal life. Rest is the fellowship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for which we are made adequate as Christ's priests to us, a participation in the fellowship of His offering and sufferings. For many years now, we have been preaching the Word for illumination. Is only by the Spirit. It requires an accountable and deliberate departure from modes of communication, which include theological exposition, sensual appeal, and the promotion of righteousness through compliance. Marking the distinction between this ministry of condemnation and a ministry that illuminates by the Spirit, the Apostle Paul testified, "For we are not, as so many, peddling the Word of God, but as of sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the sight of God." The references used in today's Hebrews chapter 4 verses 11 to 13, Acts chapter 3 verses 22 to 23, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 5 to 6, and 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 17. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 4.